Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Isn't that a beautiful thing, the Crossbreed Holster Studios? That's a beautiful thing. I love that. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Crossbreed Holster Studios. Call it what you want. It's the Crossbreed Studios, where I was sitting for 3 days. Well, I was sitting there more than 3 days, but was able to broadcast the show. The travel gods get in the way. So I was able to broadcast the show to you from the Crossbreed Holster booth, number 4459, at the SHOT Show, the 2016 Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. The convention floor there at the Sands, nestled quaintly between the Venetian and the Palazzo Hotels. And it's a zoo, man. It's a madhouse, baby. That's what it is. I don't know of any other way to describe it to you. Good heavens, it's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people crammed into these hallways is really the only way to describe it. It's not like your conventional convention hall, which is a big, gigantic, shaped, open room, and you can just go down all these aisles. Now, it's you know, there's a couple hall centers that are like that, but the rest of it just snake out into various areas and rooms and hallways throughout this monstrous convention hall. It's a maze, really, and it's difficult to remember where you were and to keep your bearings. But really the way to describe, you know what it's like to have snowflakes? You ever driven through the snow at night, right? And you see the snowflakes are coming at you? That's what it's like when you're walking against the grain on the SHOT floor. Thousands of people coming at you and you're going the other direction. You know, I was heading to the State of the Industry dinner on Tuesday night and the floor is emptying out and you've got thousands of people coming at you and you're trying to maneuver your way through. So why do I tell you all that? I tell you all that because the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show is now, I believe, and don't hold me to this, I'll get some accurate numbers on it, but I had heard that it had moved from the seventh largest trade show in Vegas to the fifth largest trade show in Vegas. And it is this industry, the shooting sports industry, that represents billions of dollars to this country and to our economy and to millions, hundreds of millions of Americans who participate as sports enthusiasts, as Second Amendment advocates, as trainers, as firearms enthusiasts, as for our own self-defense, hunting, sports, fun and recreation. And it is all of us that are under vicious attack. This industry is under dishonest, hateful, un-American, vicious attack from Barack Obama and the rest of his party all the way down the line. It is the Democrat Party clearly hating you as an American gun owner. That's not to say individual Democrats hate you. However, individual Democrats who don't hate you and do nothing about it are part of the problem. And they have soul searching to do. You, if you're a Democrat and a gun owner, maybe you're driving down the road right now and you're listening to this program and you have a gun in the glove box to protect yourself. I hope you do. Have you called your state senators, your federal elected officials, and told them and your party to knock it off and to get off your back and that you've had enough, that you have a right to have that firearm on your person or in that vehicle to protect yourself and your family? Have you done that? If you haven't done that, in today's toxic political climate created by your party leadership, you are part of the problem. You are guilty. And you have some soul searching to do. Don't blame it on me, because I'm a loudmouth, right-wing, conservative, extremist, gun owner, wacko. Ain't going to fly here, pal. What did they say in the movie Tombstone? That law don't go around here, law dog. It's your party. Your party that's causing the problem. You need to step up and you need to say something about it. You need to do something about it. Do? Fine. Don't? We're going to crush you at the box office. That's right. because we're not going to capitulate. Your party will lose this fight. Let's go to Paul Markle, student of the gun. He knows a little bit about this stuff. Has a podcast, books, DVDs. And he's just a great guy and an awful lot of fun to talk to. Paul Markle, student of the gun. How you doing, brother?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, man. Missed you in Vegas.
Yeah, you did, because I wasn't there.
Yeah, I knew. I was kind of wishful thinking. I was thinking, you know, maybe I didn't see you and you were there, because that's not unusual to have that happen at that venue, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's enormous, but we did miss you there, no question about it. I had a couple people talk, ask me if I had run into you, and I had to tell them, no, you know, I had, come think of it, I hadn't seen you, but I feel certain that I'm going to see you at the NRA convention in Louisville.
Oh, absolutely.
What did you think about missing shot this year, 2016?
Well, we at Student of the Gun, we don't manufacture guns or gun accessories or holsters or ammo or anything. What we do, what we make, our main product is education, it's inspiration, and it's motivation. And right now, let's face it, there's tons of striker-fired single-action pistols. There's tons of black rifles. But this country is sorely lacking in education, in motivation, in courage, and that's what we do here.
And that's growing, and you're right about that, but it's obviously growing. You see the makeup or the demographic, if you will, at the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show is beginning to change a little bit. Paul, it was interesting this year to see the amount of women. I broadcasted the Daily Show from the floor three straight days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and had a female guest on the program each day. And all of them, from a training perspective, were thrilled by what they were seeing this year that they didn't see in previous SHOT Shows dating back to like 1998 or 1999. And that's representation of women in training and guns and enthusiastic support that they didn't have back then. Are you seeing that same shift in your training and your DVDs and production? And is that demographic working its way into what you guys do?
Well, between between Student of the Gun TV and radio and the books and what have you that we do, the radio show has a tremendous female, women, chick following, whatever you want to say. And we've got actually a grad program. I'm sure you're familiar with the grad program. Mm-hmm. And some of our most vocal grad program people are women. And you know what's funny, Mark? And I know you get this because we've talked about it previously. But you get the letters, the concerned letters or the letters to the editor from people telling you that you need to be more inclusive for women or more women friendly or more this or I didn't like that comment you said, blah, blah, blah. You know who never authors those letters? Women. The only time we ever get letters complaining that we're not women friendly enough, it's from, I guess, soy fed manginas. Women never call and complain. Women never write in and complain.
You know, so, that's interesting. Come to think of it, you're right about that. I do get those letters. I think anybody who does this, I get letters from, you need to support more women, or we'd like to hear more women on the show. But you're right, it doesn't come from women. I've never thought about that. I'll have to go back and look at some of those emails. I've never really broke that down.
Maybe like once in a blue moon. But if we're going to get some kind of a crass complaint letter, it's from some troll or some, like I said,
right.
some soy-fed Democrat. Whining and crying. But hey,
Is there such thing as a soy-fed, whiny, crying Democrat?
Well, they eat all that soy, and it makes them soft and weak. It's science. It's science. Don't debate me on it.
I'm not going to try. All right. I get it back together again. I had to think about the guy behind me on the flight. I told a couple funny stories on the daytime show about my flight back from Vegas. I might have to do that today. You'll get a kick out of it. But he reminded me of one of those type of Democrats. Now, that's maybe not a fair statement because you can't judge a book by its cover. But sometimes you can. Got a Bernie 2016 sticker on your car, it's easy to read between the lines, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty... We're pretty certain that you're an oxygen thief.
Now, are you an oxygen thief? Are you All right, we've got about 30 seconds before we take a break, Paul. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit of politics with you. I want to talk about a couple guns that I really liked that I want to get your perspective on over there, not the least of which is the one that was making all the news, and that's the Kimber revolver. And people say Kimber revolver. Kimber revolver? Then they see it and they go, Kimber revolver. This thing was pretty hot. And you like to do a lot of training. You're on the range a lot. You write about it. You talk about it. You do it on TV. I want to get your perspective on something like that from a concealed carry standpoint and find out, is the revolver craze coming back? Is this going to be a new craze? Is Kimber on to something here? Pretty interesting. We'll talk with Paul Markle, student of the gun. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away from these Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Hey, I want you to head over to ammarksman.com, ammarksman.com. You heard the director on the program. Brian was on the program this past week and when I was in Vegas. This is the newest revolutionary new shooting competition program out there. American Marksman's unique new shooting competition. Finally, a chance for you to compete against other amateur shooters from all over the nation. Four different categories, okay? 12 through 16 juniors, men, women, and military and law enforcement, all four. It's very, very simple. It's like $20 to join. I would love to see you, an Armed American Radio listener, get involved. Send me an email. Let me know that you signed up for the list of participating ranges, and they are all over the country. And to register and spend your $20 to get involved in this, it's not like Top Shot. And we'll have Brian back on the program next week on the Monster Broadcast to talk about it. But make sure to, for more information, you read the frequently asked questions over there. I don't have enough time to go through them all right now. But head over to ammarksman.com. It's going to air on, I believe, the Sportsman's Channel and the Outdoor Channel. So make sure you participate. This is too much fun. I'm not the guy for the competition. I'm not. I would love to do it, but that competition isn't for me. I hope it's for you, because I would, not only would I love to watch it, I'd love to see an Armed American Radio listener win this thing and then come on the program and talk with us about it. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, always a pleasure to have you here, man. Let's get this party started with something new. Let's talk about some guns. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. The biggest thing on the floor this year seemed to be, at least in the circles I run with, the Kimber revolver, the new Kimber 357. Let me read you something from Kimber's site about this. Kimber has evolved the revolver. The K6S revolver brings an unmatched level of performance and shootability to concealed carry. With the smallest cylinder capable of holding six rounds of 357 Magnum, also compatible with 38 Special, K6S compact revolvers are ideal for backup, concealed carry, and home defense. The Kimber K6S small frame, 2-inch barrel, and 1.39-inch diameter cylinder are machined from the finest stainless steel for superior integrity, strength, and resistance to the elements. Kimber K6S offers other important design features such as a smooth match-grade trigger that creates confidence, which helps ensure accuracy, an internal hammer, and edges that are rounded and blended to help prevent a hang-up when the revolver is removed from concealment, superior ergonomics and grip design that creates an extremely shooter-friendly experience, and an all-stainless steel construction weighing in at 23 ounces. For those who require a small package with mild recoil, K6S provides the power needed for concealed carry, home protection, and many other applications. Best of all, they offer unequaled Kimber quality, dependability, and performance. Now, a lot going on in that. Of course, it's Kimber's website that I'm reading that from, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my little Smith & Wesson, snubby. Okay, I've got the M&P.
Mm-hmm.
It's 357, 38, 5-shot. And let me tell you something, you don't want to put 357 in that thing. It is a monster. It is a brute. It is painful. From everybody I talked to that fired this gun on media day at the range, they thought they were shooting 38s. This package fired the six rounds of 357 almost effortlessly with very little recoil. And again, because of the construction of the frame, and no doubt because of the weight and the recoil reduction that causes, the physics that it causes that causes that reduction, is Kimber onto something here? Are we going to see a new resurgence in concealed carry moving back towards the revolver?
Well, I think there's two things that are going to happen. Number one, if you guys wait about 6 months, there's going to be a whole bunch of those in the used gun market. And you'll get like $200 to $300 off the MSRP on it.
Great point.
And also, it's going to confuse the living crap out of people that have never owned a 357 anything, because they're going to go to the Walmart and they're going to buy 357 SIG white box ammo. Then they're going to be stuck. Brother, I was just at the Walmart about two weekends ago buying some 9mm because they had it on sale. And a guy's standing there and he looks at me, and he's probably in his early 60s, and he goes, "You ever heard of this stuff?" And I said, "What?" And he points a box of white box 357 SIG. He goes, "I bought this for my gun, but it doesn't fit in there. And they won't take it back." I kid you not. So, kids, when you go to the store, don't buy 357 SIG for your revolver. That's a little helpful hint from your Uncle Paul. Now, is there a certain percentage of people who want to buy the latest, greatest, newest? Abso-freaking-lutely there is. There are people out there who want to be the first kid on their block with the Kimber 357 Magnum revolver. Rock on. Is next year, at SHOT 2017, are we going to see that? I don't know. I couldn't put my finger in the wind. What I'll tell you is this: if the Kimber is a success, then you can look for other manufacturers to follow suit. If it's not, then they're just going to nod their heads and move on with their lives.
Is this something you would have expected to ever see from Kimber? My first thought was, why did Kimber even bother?
Well, I mean, let's face it, in the world that we live in, the consumer is so overwhelmed by data and information and what have you that it's really tough in the gun industry, especially if you're making concealed carry guns or black rifles. It's really tough to stand out. It's extremely tough. And what Kimber has done is you and I both know that right now, for every concealed carry style or every handgun that's sold, probably, I would say, maybe not 50%, but close to 50% are being sold to either first-time gun owners or first-time gun carriers. And so how do you stand out? Because let's face it, if you're a 34-year-old guy and never owned a handgun and you decided, I'm going to buy one, and you walk into a gun shop and they have glass cases with literally hundreds of guns, you're overwhelmed. You don't even know where to start. So when Kimber, you know, introduces a 357, you know, Magnum revolver, what they're doing at very least is they're increasing their signature on the radar. And maybe that guy will go in there and he won't buy that. But it doesn't matter, because now he knows the Kimber name. And he says, I'm not sure about a revolver. Do you have any automatics? And, of course, the guy behind the counter is like, yeah, I do. I've got the Crimson Carry Deluxe Elite.
Oh, sure.
You know, whatever. Here it goes.
Well, so interestingly, with this, let's get in the dirt with this a little bit. I think this is an interesting conversation to have. Here's why. We are seeing, and I'm guilty of it. I bought the Glock 43 for my wife. We're seeing now this fascination. We have really, I guess Ruger started it a few years back when you talk about the little pocket rockets, the 380 craze that we saw, right? In the semi-automatic,
yeah, well,
going down to about six
the
rounds.
The original was the Kel-Tec P380.
You're right, the Kel-Tec P380. You're absolutely correct about that. And then that moved into the Ruger, and then that thing began, that craze began. And we've got 30 seconds, so I'll leave you this with the break. Then let's carry it on. It's interesting because you've got a lot of people now that are moving to the 9mm. Glock's out with the 43, the slimline. So they're going from the 380. Well, why not carry a 9mm? You know, that's 6+1 in the pipe. Kimber's out with his revolver now. If everybody's moving to the smaller slim lines, lower round count in a 9mm, heck, if I'm going to have 6+1 in a 9mm, why not six rounds of 357 in a fairly compact revolver? So now we create the whole debate over again. We'll finish up this conversation, move on to something else with Paul Markle, student of the gun, right after this. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. You hear Alan Gottlieb giving you his perspective on everything every week as a regular contributor here on the Armed American Radio Network and from time to time on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense when the story in the news warrants it in the daytime version of this program. Back to Paul Markle, talking about the Kimber revolver here. Paul, fun conversation, and I wanted to set it up a little bit before I went into the break because we had about 30 seconds. Let me wrap it up here with this and then get some perspective. I love carrying that little 43 Glock. I'm not afraid of 6 or 7 9-millimeter rounds in my pocket. Now, I'm also capable of carrying a much larger Glock. I generally carry a Glock 17. And it's comfortable to me, so I'd prefer to carry the larger firearm. However, the small snubbies, I was talking about my Smith & Wesson. I was referring to the Smith & Wesson M&P 340 Centennial that I have with the Crimson Trace Edition. It's an expensive gun, five-shot cylinder, chambered for .38 or .357. That thing, you don't want to fire .357 in that thing, Paul. Now, five rounds, to me, I'd rather carry the 9-millimeter with six or seven rounds in it. So that's that threshold maybe for me. Maybe that's that mental threshold for me, Paul. But this Kimber 6-shot 357, and there are other 6-shot revolvers out there, but this one here, maybe somebody on that threshold like me or on that edge, at the precipice, is saying, hey, I think I'd like to carry that revolver. I'm carrying a 6-shot 9-millimeter now. Maybe that 357 and 6 will be more comfortable for me. Do you think
we're going to see a trend? Could we be onto something here? Or could they be onto something here?
The trends can be determined by what the MSRP is on that gun. I know that Smith & Wesson still makes a lot of really nice revolvers, and they're really expensive. When you compare a brand new Smith & Wesson revolver with most any comparable 9mm duty size gun, you're probably going to save $200 buying the 9mm. What's the MSRP on that Kimber?
I don't hold me to this, but it's going to be between $650 and $800, I do believe. Now, that's MSRP, and somebody gave me the MSRP the other day. It's reasonably priced for when you think of a Kimber. Now, for those of you who might not know the Kimber name or the Kimber line, Kimber is generally associated with higher-end, more expensive 1911-style semi-automatic pistols. And when you hear Kimber, stop me if you think I'm wrong, Paul, you think of a much more pricey firearm, correct?
Oh, yeah, and if you load it with Hydroshocks, the added benefit is it provides a cone of protection around your body.
Well, what do you think about the price point in this thing? I'm moving on. I'm not gonna get into it with Kim.
Oh, no. That's the funny thing is people, how do you know? You know how there's a Navy SEAL in the bar with you?
How's that?
Don't worry, he'll tell you. How do you know somebody's carrying a Kimber concealed on their body?
He'll tell you.
Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Okay. And that goes back to the price of, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I hate to knock Kimber, they make some great stuff. And a lot of you have them, I know you do, and I've seen some beautiful ones when I go to the conventions. You do like to carry them openly, there's no question about it. But they are pricey. They're pricey guns, and that's why we're joking about it. But they do, they make some, and listen, hey, people like to fluff and buff.
Well, I don't see a whole lot of first timers buying them. I see dedicated, experienced people buying them. I see experienced people buying them. And like I said, the thing that Kimber did is they made a big giant blip on the radar screen, which is important right now. In any of the if you're a gun maker, you've got to figure out a way to stand out in the crowd because there's more. People who are kind of, I won't say Johnny-come-latelys, but people who are Johnny-come-latelys to the firearms industry or the gun culture or what have you, they don't understand that 25, 30 years ago, if you wanted to carry a semi-auto, you either carried a Colt, a Smith & Wesson three-digit, or a War Surplus Browning, and that was pretty much it. Now, I know there was a few others, but the selection was pretty slim when I was growing up. The selection today is through the roof. And what Kimber did, to their great credit, was they got people like you and I yakking about their new product and saying their name over and over again. So that was very smart on their part. Our first-time gun buyer is going to run out and buy a $600 revolver? Probably not.
Probably not.
That will buy them will be the dedicated shooters that already have some kind of training and experience and feel comfortable with it.
Well, I tell you, I'm in the market for one. I had been looking for a new revolver, something a little bit larger than. I'm not afraid to carry a revolver. Look, if I'm not afraid to carry six rounds of 9mm plus one in a small 43 package, referring to a Glock, I'm certainly not afraid of carrying a little bit larger six-shot revolver. Or for that matter, five shot. That's kind of my threshold for self-defense. And I think Kimber said it right. Round count-wise, the smallest cylinder capable of holding six rounds. Compact revolvers are ideal for backup, concealed carry, and home defense. So here's my question. Backup, concealed carry. Well, if I'm going to concealed carry, why do I want to carry what someone else is carrying for backup, Paul?
Yeah, you're not gonna carry a 23-ounce gun in your front pocket.
No.
It's a waistband gun, it's a holster gun. When there's nothing wrong with that. Put that on and then slip the Glock 43 into your front left pocket and drive on.
So the 43 becomes backup.
Yeah. Or the 42 or whatever floats your boat. And you know, when you talk about snappy recoil, let's face it, slim line, lightweight 9mm are snappy.
Yeah, they got a little pop to them, but it's a manageable pop, though. It's very, very manageable.
Well, you know who doesn't like them? Women don't like them. You know who will buy this gun? Women will buy this gun. Let me tell you why. In my experience, I've had a minimum of three men who all committed the same error. They ran out to the, they're like, my wife wants a gun. I need a gun for my wife. So they all ran to the store. They bought her an LCP. And they're like, here you go, honey. I even bought you the purple one. Oh, it's so pretty. And then they take him to the range, and she shoots two magazines through it, and she looks at him. She goes, I don't really like this. Mm-hmm. And then they go out to the counter, and they swap it for an LCR. And she shoots it, and she's really super happy with it. Women love the LCR. I've had women come through classes. I've had guys that, you know, kind of admitted to me. They're like, oh, I bought that one. But she really wanted this one, and she really likes it. Well, and that's the key to it. The key to it is to shoot what you like and what you have confidence in and what you're comfortable with. If going to the range to practice is a drudgery and it's something that you dread, you're not going to do it, and you're not ever going to get any kind of proficiency with that tool. So whatever it is, I don't care if it's a revolver, a 1911, a SIG, whatever. If you don't feel comfortable and have a feeling of confidence in that gun, keep moving until you do. Don't carry something because you think someone wants you to carry it. Carry something because you want to carry it.
Yeah, regardless of whether it's a semi-automatic or a revolver, I'll tell you something interesting. My wife has very, very small hands, very small hands, tiny little fingers. Go to get her size for a ring. They don't make that little ring thing big enough. They got to use the one that was special made for her before to size the ring. She has tiny fingers. She hated my snub-nosed revolvers. Couldn't stand them. 9 pound, 9.5 pound pull on average on a double action, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The triggers are designed by lawyers.
Oh, yeah. They must be designed by, yeah, it's a good way to put it. And there, it's a difficult pull if you don't have a lot of finger strength. We moved her over to a Smith & Wesson M&P. She loved the ergonomics of the gun. It felt great in her hands. Problem with it was the spring on that was a little bit tight. She had a little bit of difficulty in racking that slide back. The Glock 43, on the other hand, absolutely no problems. Little bit snappy, but the gun goes bang. She's very comfortable with it. So you can move, you know, really, it's a personal choice. I know women who love the revolvers and a little bit heavier revolver, too. You know, it reduces that recoil. So I guess whatever floats your boat. Hey, Paul, when we come back from this break, let's talk about what's going on at Student of the Gun. I'll let you take the microphone over and tell listeners everything it is you want them to know about what you're doing. Drive them to your TV shows and everything else. Let's do it when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We're wrapping up the post-shot show. Welcome home to the Crossbreed Holster Studios edition of this week's show. And I'll be back right after this. Make sure not to go away. We're going to finish it up with Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We'll be right back. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a week it's been. You know, Friday was interesting. I woke up at about 2 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. Now, let me tell you something. The casinos are just getting going at 2 o'clock in the morning. So as I was dragging my luggage out after checking out of the hotel, I saw lots of people I knew getting out of limousines and cabs coming back in to the hotel. As I was heading out to the airport, it was quite funny, actually. I had a lot of fun with that. But it was a long day. Was able to get back and beat the weather out here on the East Coast. You know, that weather that they've been talking about for, maybe 15 minutes or so. And got back in here in time to get into the Crossbreed Holster Studios building. And bring the show to you from the Atlanta area a mere hour or so after landing. So that was an awful lot of fun. So we were able to bring the show to you from the SHOT Show floor Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then get back in time to be able to go live on the radio with you East Coast time to wrap up the week on Friday. So that was an awful lot of fun. And it's fun to be back in the studios with you on the Monster Broadcast. It's been a long week. Now we're wrapping up this program, this post-SHOT Show show with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, student of the gun, you got a lot going on. You got student of the gun TV, you got student of the gun radio, you're all over social media. You can find student of the gun TV on Roku, Amazon Fire, Full 30, Chromecast, Xbox Video. Now, I have Apple TV, and I understand this show airs on Roku and some Apple TV and stuff, and I don't even know how all that stuff works. But tell us how people can find you and what you do.
Okay, yes. We went this 2015 was our year to go all on demand. And so we moved to Roku. We moved to Amazon Fire TV. The Apple TV app is in development as we speak. The Chromecast app is in development. Unfortunately, each one of those, they have their own little idiosyncrasies, you know. But, yeah, if you've got a Roku player or if you're an Amazon Prime Fire TV person, you can watch us every day, 24 hours a day. You know, it's on-demand TV. The radio show, obviously, is on-demand because we're worldwide via iTunes and Stitcher and Podcast Republic and what have you. The public broadcast that is, goes Monday through Thursday of Student of the Gun Radio. And then on Friday, we have grad program episode, which is Big Boy, Big Girl Time. And we talk about things. We have a family-friendly rating on iTunes, and we're not going to lose that. But every once in a while, Paul needs to talk about big boy stuff and big girl stuff. And so what we do is the Friday show is dedicated to that type of thing. Every once in a while, the Marine in me comes out and I say a bad word. And I can do that on Friday.
Right,
so it's
right.
Studentofthegun.com is obviously the hub. You know, you go there and it'll direct you to the radio, the TV, the articles, and the books. And that really brings me to what I've been very, very busy with. In 2015, I wrote 4 books, and I just released a book right before Christmas time called Team Honey Badger, Raising Fearless Kids in a Cowardly World. And that is, it's been kind of, you know, what's funny is every once in a while I'll do an article, and I think I'll write the article, and of course when I write, I think, oh, this is important and people should like it. And you throw it up against the wall and you see, you know, who actually pays attention. And do you remember the article that I did about 6 months ago, maybe 9 months ago, called, I think it was April, 3 Methods to Prevent Your Son from Becoming? Remember that, Mark?
I do, yes.
Well, we had 1.3 million views of that article.
Wow.
And I thought, apparently I've struck a nerve and people are interested in this topic.
Well, so, we talked about that. We talked about it on this program, too. And
yeah.
You also did. We also talked about some of the Christian aspects. And cowards,
it was
raising a patriot and everything else. Yeah, so go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, but that was important stuff.
No, and we talked about the Faith and the Patriot book, which was released last July. Well, right before Christmas, we released the Team Honey Badger book. And essentially, you've met my son. You know my son is a honey badger. Right. My son will choke you out for a quarter. And in addition to being a very intelligent young man, he also pummels people and chokes people to the ground because he's a fighter. Well, so what your beloved host, Paul Markle, did is I wrote a parenting book. And so right now, they're in amongst all of the other Dr. Spock, gender, you know, identity, let's give Johnny a timeout and talk about his feelings. There's a book in there by a gun-toting barbarian named Paul Markle. and thanks to a lot of my friends in the industry, thanks to people like yourself, I know we haven't had a chance to talk about it specifically, but people like yourself, 2 days before Christmas, that book was the number one book in the parenting category on Amazon Kindle.
Excellent. Congratulations.
So, yeah, a gun-toting barbarian snuck a parenting book in there. And essentially, I mean, I think if your listeners, if you have kids, if you have grandkids, you know that your kids, there is literally a war for your children's souls in our public schools, in the media, between Common Core, the Pop-Tart nonsense, the calling the police to arrest a child who has a NRA shirt on. I mean, I don't even need to go on. And something that we've done, I believe, our generation, Mark, we've really let our kids down because of the internet. We've assumed that because the information is available, that the kids will get it. Well, just because it's available doesn't mean they're going to learn it. And it's always been the responsibility of the adult generation to pass on the lessons of the past to the upcoming generation. And I really believe that for the last 10 to 20 years, we've abdicated our responsibility because we just assumed that. How many times have you heard this? Oh, kids are so much smarter today than we were. Our kids are so much smarter. You know, the ability to punch buttons on a shiny gadget does not denote intelligence. So what I did is I took that, the impetus of that 3 methods to prevent your son from becoming a wussy article, And I turned it into a book. And it's
The article was quite popular. It was a really good read. In fact, I think you were on this program right after that article published, if I'm not mistaken.
I bet I was.
Yeah, I think you were.
And what was really cool is what we've been trying to do, what I've been trying to do, is to reach out beyond the choir. You know, if I keep writing books and putting them in the shooting sports and outdoor category, right, I'm going to continue to reach the same people. So, like, for instance, the Faith and the Patriot book didn't go in the outdoor shooting sports. It went into Christian faith and living. And, you know, the Patriot Fire Team one went into, politics and freedom or something. But anyway, well, now I've got a book in the parenting category, parenting relationships, completely outside of the traditional gun culture, you know, gun-toting barbarian. So I have the opportunity to touch people, to reach people, and who never would have considered the message previously. And that's been a really strong push that we've done during the year 2015. So,
well, that's huge, and that means you're looking forward to a really strong 2016, which is just now getting underway. But, hey, real quick, I want to show, a tweet just came in. Brent tweets, MSRP showing $899 for that Kimber. That's MSRP. You're not going to pay anywhere near MSRP. If you do, call me. I'm going to educate you a little bit. Paul Markle, real quick, we've got about 20 seconds. Where can people find you? What's the website again? The hub is what?
Go to studentofthegun.com.
Really simple to remember, studentofthegun.com. Paul Markle, looking forward to talking to you on the program. Let's get you on The Daily Show, and looking forward to seeing you at the upcoming conventions throughout the beginning of 2016. I'm Mark Walters. We've been filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And for crying out loud, now more than ever, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.